This is Passport to Texas. Biologists knew that Texas' historical drought of 2011, in tandem with the wildfires at Possum Kingdom State Park, affected Rio Grande wild turkeys. But how?
None of us had ever lived through that, and there was really nothing, even in the textbooks or the literature, to tell us how to proceed from there.
Biologist Kevin Moat says these events became the impetus for a research project that traps and fits turkeys with state-of-the-art transmitters before releasing them to monitor their movements and determine habitat preferences and needs.
We can put out numerous transmitters, and it sends a signal up to a satellite, and it collects a exact fix within 6 to 10 feet accuracy. And we can collect 8 to 10, 15, or 20 locations every day on multiple birds without any human effort.
From this data, biologists form snapshots over time of the turkey's actual home range.
So we overlay that over soils maps, highway maps, vegetation maps, all the things that we know affect the behavior and the movements of these birds.
Kevin Moat says biologists use this data to improve their ability to assist private landowners who wish to manage for turkeys. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.